The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
Chad Holmes, everybody.
Thanks, Chad.
It's a pleasure. Okay, Chad, you should have Ian do that one time. Give him a chance. Paul, we have some like IT stuff that we need to talk about.
Okay.
Everybody, if you're listening and you have an IT department, you know that it's very sensitive to talk about.
Very sensitive.
You know, IT stuff, and they kind of run the company, believe it or not. You know,
they hold the keys anyway.
They hold the keys, them and the accountants.
Yeah, right about that.
But that Kevin Hermaning thing, you know, we said on the air last week, hey, Kevin Hermaning, if you want to see the rest of the interview, if you want to hear the end, which was the best part.
Right.
Tune into the Spotify and the Apple podcast. And turns out we uploaded somebody in IT. We thank IT for helping
first
correct
of all, thank
the
you,
issue.
IT. Yes.
Thank you. We love you guys and appreciate all of IT's help to correct that. So it's been corrected. If you know, you know. Otherwise, let's just go.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
Wausau works.
Hello, Wausau.
Dive into Wausau's heart with your hosts, Ryan and Paul.
Does that mean I'm stupid?
As they bring you the stories, people, and passion.
You're fine.
Okay.
All right. And make Wausau a community like no other. Your journey through Wausau's soul starts with the Wausau Business Show.
Yo, working hard at 9 to 5, working hard at 9 to 5, working hard at 9 to 5.
Business Show.
10 to 6, 2 jobs to survive.
I didn't have sex with a porn star. I did not have sex with a porn star.
Can I get a what? These chickens from all of my dogs who don't love dough. They get no dough.
Can I get a to these fellas from all of my ladies who don't got love for players without
dubs. Can I get a what? To these chickens from all of my dogs who don't love dough, they get no dough.
Can I get a to these fellas from all of my ladies who don't got love for players without dubs? Now can you bounce with me?
It's all Wausau all the time. This is the Wausau Business Show. My name's Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
Episode number 14.
All right.
We keep doing it. I can't believe it.
You keep letting us on. You going to the farmer's market today, Paul?
Hell yeah. I love going to the farmer's market.
Right downtown Wausau, best market around. What we got coming up on the show this week, Paul?
I'm very excited to announce that we have Tim Parker coming up in just a bit.
President and CEO of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. He's going to tell us all about what the Community Foundation is all about and what they do and how much money they have in their coffers for Wausonians.
Teaser alert, it's a lot.
And now it's really time to start putting the pedal to the metal on this August kick push thing, Paul.
That is coming up very quick. I'm very excited for it.
The very first mayor of Wausau, we are going to celebrate him like he's never been celebrated before.
That's right.
And it's going to be a celebration of Wausau as well. And if you're a Wausonian, we hope that you will join us downtown Wausau, August 10th. It's a Saturday. The weather is promising to be beautiful.
That's right.
We talked to Chad Franz and he guaranteed it.
That's right. Again, all the proceeds go to the United Way of Marathon County.
You can sign up at augustkickbush.com or wausaubusiness.com, augustkickbush.com or wausaubusiness.com. And we're looking for a bunch of teams of 5. So all you got to do is be a good kicker. It looks like Thorogood Boots are in for the kicking competition.
Our friends up at Weinbrenner, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's looking good for that. We want them to be the official boot of the August Kickbush competition.
And we're trying to get Bush beer, if I'm not mistaken. Where are we at with that?
Well, we've reached out to Fabiano Brothers. So if anybody knows anybody that knows anybody at Fabiano Brothers, we're looking for Bush beer because we can't do the August Kickbush competition with his name wasn't August Kick Miller.
Right. So Fabiano Brothers Bush Beer, we need you.
Roastar.com is in, Rocket Industrial is in, The Milk Merchant is in, and of course Brad Emanuel.
Yeah, he's in. He's confirmed it.
Can't wait. So there's gonna be food trucks, they're shutting down the streets. The city of Wausau is pumped. I talked to Mayor Denny. He loves August Kickbush.
He does.
So it's gonna be a whole lot of fun. $1,500 in cash prizes for your team of 5. If you know people, sign up, get a team of 5 together.
And team spirit, don't forget, is part of the judging too. So bring your enthusiasm and probably wear your Thorogood boots. That's what I would recommend.
Steel toe.
Yeah.
No restrictions on what kind of shoe you wear.
No.
I would not recommend Crocs.
Or flip-flops.
Yeah. So that's coming up August 10th on the historic 400 block in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Going to be a lot of fun. Start signing up now.
Surely Chad Franzen will agree to be a celebrity judge, Paul.
Chad, will you do it? I know you're listening.
That way, if the weather is, you know, iffy, they can hold you accountable right then and there, Chad.
Yeah, beat to the fire.
And since Brad Emanuel's going to be there, he's got to be a judge.
Yeah, I would imagine.
David Anthony Hummer, I'm sure, will be on board.
Ooh, a guest celebrity judge.
Tyler Vogt.
Yep.
And our very own Chad Holmes. Chad, come on.
Chad, who's coming off his best finish at the World Series of Poker.
Yeah, congratulations, Chad. Wausau rooted, and you did it, buddy.
213th out of over 5,000 people. Way to go, Chad.
Congratulations, Chad. We are getting a lot of practice clapping this morning, Tyler.
All right, so we landed a pretty cool interview.
Okay.
It's not Matt LaFleur yet.
Okay, we're still working on that one.
It's not George W. Bush yet.
Still working on that one, too. Who is it?
Well, I shouldn't even, like, set it up like that because it's not even close to those guys. Okay. But he's cool. He's a national figure.
Yeah.
He was, for those of you that remember Hollywood Squares.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Hollywood Squares?
Yeah, it was the number one show in the 90s.
Number one show on television. Yeah. Circle Gets a Square.
Yeah, right.
He took over for the legendary broadcasting genius.
Yeah.
If I may say so.
Okay.
Took over for Casey Kasem.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Go ahead.
He was heard by millions of people around the world in over 110 countries around the world.
Wow.
Ryan Seacrest currently has his job.
Okay, so it's not Ryan Seacrest.
His old job.
Yep.
No, Ryan Seacrest took over for him, and he took over for Casey Kasem.
I think Rick Dees was in there somewhere, too.
Rick Dees had a totally different countdown.
Oh, a competitive countdown? Yeah. A competitor countdown?
Rick Dees did the weekly top 40. Shadow Stevens.
Yes.
Did American top 40.
Oh, the real one. The authentic
the
one.
The authentic one, currently hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
One of his 19 jobs.
One of his 19 jobs. So Shadow Stevens is going to be on the Wausau Business Show.
That's exciting. Just inducted, I read, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame like within the last year.
Well, the Radio Hall of Fame. He wishes the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
A little difference. Those are also competitors.
Not quite as many tourists go to the Radio Hall of Fame, I don't think.
In Chicago, I think. Yeah, in someone's basement, I heard.
Shadow Stevens was also the announcer for the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, which aired on CBS from 2005 to 2015.
So he was the voice of that show then, basically.
He was the voice. Here's Craig Ferguson.
It's got a ring to it.
Yeah. He was also on the Larry Sanders Show, okay. Caroline in the City, grew up in North Dakota.
And he's a longtime radio guy. He had something where he started a few rock stations or
K-Rock, the legendary K-Rock in Southern California.
In LA, yeah. Big station. Iconic.
So Shadow Stevens hosted American Top 40, which aired on WIFC here in town, from August 1988 until January 1995.
Long-time host.
He took over for Casey Kasem.
Yep.
And this is interesting stats.
Okay.
During that time from 88 to 95, he hosted about 328 episodes of American Top 40.
I might have listened to every one of them, honestly.
Honestly, you always wanted to know what the number one song in the nation was.
For sure. It was big back then, more than now, I'd say.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the heyday.
There were 144 different number one songs on the Billboard charts.
Oh, cool stat.
During his time, because some songs ran for more than two weeks. Yeah, many weeks. For example, this one, name that tune, ready?
Yep.
Everything I do it for you.
7 weeks at number one.
Bryan Adams, wow.
Bryan Adams, you got it, Paul.
Yeah.
Here's another one that spent a lot of time at number one.
Okay.
For 13 weeks during Shadow's weekly top 40 countdown.
Let's hear it. Yeah, that's none other than Boys to Men, End of the Road.
Well, song lyrics give it away. 14 weeks at number one was another Boys to Men song. This one, can you name the song?
I'll make love to you like you want me to.
That's the iconic I'll Make Love to You by our friends Boys to Men.
Well, yeah, also given away by the lyrics. This isn't that hard of a name that tune.
Maybe Boys to Men just needs to get a little more clever with their name titles, their song titles.
Yeah, you hear that, boys? To Men. Puberty to adulthood. Boys to Men, you could just call it puberty.
Yeah. they have a pattern in their naming conventions.
Boys to Men, a.k.a. Puberty, the group. This is wild, but during Shadow Stevens' time hosting American Top 40, Boys to Men had like three of the five top longest running number one hits. So they had End of the Road, which you know and love. I'll Make Love to You, which you know and love.
Yep.
And then they had this one, which spent 16 weeks at number one. One Sweet Day with Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that was a duet, although it's not a duet because Boys to Men has many members.
It's a duet with a group. I mean, Shadow must have been just sick and tired of listening to Boys to Men songs.
They were big back then.
Huge.
They were big boys.
Okay, but one of the top number one songs for that period of time during Shadow's reign, if I may, as the host of American Top 40, was the iconic, here we go.
Hit it.
I will always love you.
also an easy one to mention.
I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
That's right, Paul. Very good.
Or was it Dolly?
No, that was during Casey's time.
Okay, I see.
I wonder what gave him a bigger paycheck. American Top 40 on over 1,000 radio stations in 110 countries around the world, heard by millions of people via ABC Radio, including WIFC in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Yeah, that's the best of the 1,000.
Agreed. Why, Paul?
Because it's in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, baby. WIFC. I always wondered why they just didn't pronounce it WIFC. You got to pronounce every letter. It's the W, the I, the F, and the C.
Otherwise, they just say, you're listening to 95.5 WIFC.
I wonder what paid him more. Being in 110 countries on over 1,000 radio stations throughout the world, mm-hmm. heard by millions, or being on Hollywood Squares, the number one show on television at the time because it was airing every day.
Yeah, good question. I think I have a guess.
Well, we'll find out what Shadow Stevens is doing now. He wrote 5 children's books.
Cool.
And he's involved in a whole bunch of other stuff. You know what makes a good DJ, Paul?
That booming voice.
And the ability to hit the post.
Yeah, that's true.
In the radio industry. Okay, so we talked about what a radio tower is called.
Right.
And that's called a...
stick. That's right. I'm learning.
Yeah. And then when you hit the post, that's what the mark of a good DJ is. If you're on the radio and you talk during the instrumental part of the song at the beginning of the song, and you talk and you talk and you talk, and then you talk right up to the point that the lyrics and the singer starts.
Right. I've been doing that in the car for years.
And just right before the lyrics start.
Right.
That's called hitting the post.
Can I try one?
Sure. What song do you want to talk up?
Let's talk up one of those Boyz II Men songs.
Let me hook it up.
Okay.
This isn't exactly a radio studio where I got everything.
Yeah, specifically the Wausau Business Show radio studio.
Yeah.
Designed specifically for our style of show.
Kind of cobbled together various pieces of nonsense. Which one? I'll Make Love to You?
Sure. I haven't heard it in 10 years.
And I'm not going to tell you how long to talk.
Okay.
You just got to feel it.
Okay.
That's part of it.
Okay. Let me.
What are you going to talk about?
I'm going to probably mention the weather.
Okay.
I'm going to mention that traffic's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
What about Jalen Bail?
We're going to hype up Jalen Bail. I love it. I'll figure something out.
All right. So you're going to be on Bull Falls Radio.
Yep. Bull Falls.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Ready? Go.
You're listening.
Whoa. Hang on.
You're listening to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. I'm Paul. I'm here with Ryan.
Hi.
We'll be doing the weather at the bottom of the hour.
Good. So far, so good.
I'm going to talk about Jalen Bail coming up August 14th at the Wausau Center Mall.
Center Court.
Right now, I'm going to kick it to my friends Boyz II Men with their hit song, I'll Make Love to You, 98.9 Bull Falls Radio.
Close your eyes.
Not bad.
I winged it. I winged it.
I think Shadow Stevens could have done better.
I think he could have too. But
he's got great hair, doesn't he?
Oh, amazing hair.
And this is called walking on the post when you talk over the lyrics.
So you're not supposed to do this,
right? You're
not
supposed to talk while they're singing.
I like it.
Man, remember this one?
Yeah.
Number one for... how many weeks did we say it was number one?
14 or 16.
Proms, high school, junior girls.
Yeah.
What was the one at Newman?
What was that called?
Peppermint Patty?
Yeah, the Peppermint Patch. I don't know.
It's just beautiful. Josh Dewey was playing these songs all the time during those dances. Rock Jocks DJ Entertainment.
14 long weeks. Amazing.
They just had hit after hit.
Seattle was blessed to be during their era.
I think a lot of people had this at their wedding, too.
I would imagine. Listen to that. Get it out there.
Baritone? Is that a baritone?
I don't know.
So Shadow Stevens is going to join us in a couple of weeks. Next week, we have on Chef Adam Jangoshian. And then I think the week after that, we're going to be talking to Shadow Stevens.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
We better make a quick phone call to the winner of a Velo Airlines Orlando, that Orlando trip. We got to call caller number 9.
How exciting. We got caller number 9. We're about to give her a call.
The podcast only contest that we did with Brian Griefy over at CWA.
And we did verify it was a podcast listener.
That's right. Here we go.
Oh, she picks up.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chris?
This is.
Hey, Chris, it's Ryan and Paul calling from the Wausau Business Show. How are you today?
Oh, great.
Well, we're hoping to make it a little better for you. We got some good news.
You're going to Florida.
Yeah, you're going to Florida.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, Congratulations.
I was the ninth caller?
Yep,
you nailed it. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, I love your podcast. It is awesome. I share it with all my people.
Who are all your people?
Oh, I have lots of people that I share it with. Even my brother-in-law who is in Madison.
Oh, perfect. Both local and far.
Near and far. We love listeners everywhere. That's wonderful. So when are you going to go and who are you going to take?
I'm not sure. My husband isn't a big fan of Florida because it's too hot.
Oh.
So I don't know. I'll have to find somebody.
Priority boarding, one carry-on, okay. One checked bag. You get an upgraded seat assignment up to $20 per ticket.
I think Brian said it's just you on the plane, right? It's a private plane just for Chris?
I don't think he said that.
That would be awesome.
And that's on Avelo Airlines. Compliments of Avelo and Central Wisconsin Airport and Brian Griefy.
That is so awesome. And I have to go to Red Lobster, right?
That's part of the deal.
Right. You're cool with that?
There is one right in Orlando.
That's actually where corporate is. That's where we need you to go. So as long as you're down with that.
And do your marketing that we need one.
That's right. Yeah, we can give you the address for corporate.
And we'll give you a flyer to drop off and everything.
Yeah, so as long as you're good with the terms.
That's the requirement that we have to go to Red Lobster.
You don't have to necessarily eat there, but you just have to swing by corporate and put in a good word for Wausau.
I see.
Cool.
Okay.
You down with that?
I would do that. I definitely would do that.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Chris. Well, we'll get in touch with all the details, but what's your favorite Wausau business show?
Wausau business show.
Good answer.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Wausau, we'll be right back with Tim Parker.
This is the Wausau Business Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9.
That's 715-992-8728. We'll check the messages on our answering machine soon.
The Wausau Business Show.
In a landscape carved by billion-year-old glaciers sits a community rich with history and opportunity. A base camp to the outdoors and the Northwoods, where miles of rivers tempt paddlers and the fresh scent of pine fills the air on every trail. A base camp to theater, to the arts, experienced through the color of diverse festivals, farm-to-table and craft beverages. A community that prides itself on Midwest nice and knows how to four-season better than any other. Wisconsin's Base Camp. Visit Wausau.
The University of Wisconsin Stevens Point at Wausau is Wausau's only four-year university, and the UWSB at Wausau staff want to meet and hear from you, Wausau. Now, UWSB at Wausau's Chancellor Thomas Gibson with a message to Wausonians about the four-year UWSB at Wausau's campus.
I would love to see increased support through student enrollment, engagement with our business community. We want to be responsive. We view ourselves as stewards of place. And what that means is that we feel a sense of responsibility to serve the community in which we reside. So my wish would be folks would come in and let us know how might we be helpful, because that's why we exist. I am committed to endeavoring that there continues to be a UWSP presence in Wausau. We understand the importance of having a four-year higher education institution, and I'm committed to sustaining it. Let us know how we can help with talent development, and if there is a need, could we create a degree program together? Could you support your employees through tuition, waivers, or reimbursement, professional development, executive education? Yeah. Could we provide and help create a conference that's relative to your particular industry? Send your children, your grandchildren, your relatives, tell them about the dynamic educational opportunity that is UWSB at Wausau right there in their neighborhood. Our faculty are just dynamic folks. I would say that when we have our open houses, please attend, but you need not to wait for an open house. Our campus is open to the public. Our campus is Wausau's campus. Come on in, ask your your questions. We can provide a tour. We'll
use
get
the gym.
You
use the gym whenever you want.
Absolutely.
Well, also, we've got an invite from the chancellor himself.
Yeah, there you go.
Check it out.
This campus can be whatever the business community needs it to be.
Absolutely. And I so want to hear from them. And I also want to hear from community members.
Visit uwsb.edu/wausau to get in touch. That's uwsb.edu/wausau.
From Shakey's Pizza to High Roller Skating Center.
Hello, skaters. This is 1996 Homecoming King and DJ Josh Dewey zipping through time from 1996 to deliver some roller skating magic. We have a flower waiting for Julie. Julie, come on up to the DJ booth for your flower and find out who it's from.
This is the Wausau Business
Show. The Wausau Business Show.
With Ryan and Paul.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man.
Written by Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn.
I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
The Wausau Business Show. We are at the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin right now with Tim Parker. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Welcome, Tim.
Can you tell us what the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin actually is? Just consider me Joe Blow off the street.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Community Foundation is a way that people can be philanthropists. Anybody in the community can be philanthropists. And the way that it works is I break it into three steps: give, grow, grant. You may give us a gift. So you may give us money, and we would put that into the market and grow it. And we take the proceeds from that growth and we invest it into nonprofits that are doing good work in the community. So we would invest in everything from the parks and recreation to the arts to health and human services to education. So it's a way that everybody can help make our community brighter for everyone.
The Community Foundation has $82 million in it.
That's right.
$82 million right here. You don't have it right in your office, do you?
No, there's no cash in the office. If you broke into the office, there's nothing to find.
Good to know.
Okay. All of that is invested or held in bank accounts.
Okay, good. That's safer. Do you give the $82 million away every year all at once? Is it your job to give the $82 million away? How does that work?
Well, it's certainly our job to give away the money, but it's also our job to be here forever. So what we do is we treat it sort of like a savings account rather than a bank account. So you may take the interest that you earn on a savings account, and that's what we're investing into the community. And the reason we're doing that is we keep the principal balance of our savings account available and growing so we can be here forever to continue to make North Central Wisconsin a better place for everybody. If you've been to any playground in Wausau that's been renovated in the last 30 years, I bet we were part of making that happen. Mm-hmm. If you've been to the Children's Imaginarium, we were part of helping that happen. And that was a labor of love for some people for over 10 years.
We're looking at it right now. It looks beautiful. Is there anything you can do about the fact that home furniture is spelled wrong?
Well, you know, that's a national chain, and we can write a letter. Or we could probably graffiti an E on the end and see what happens.
We can get a ladder up there and see what we can do.
Yeah,
and you're speaking of graffiti, you're a Michigander that moved to Wausau to take this job leading the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
A lot of graffiti there, right? You're from Flint, Michigan?
Yeah, there's great graffiti in Detroit and Flint, Michigan, and some great artists that actually maybe we could commission to do some things here in Wausau. It would be actually really artistic and fun.
And you grew up in the bowels of Flint?
Well, I was on the edge of Flint in a small community 15 minutes west of downtown Flint.
And what were you doing before you came to Wausau?
I'm an engineer with an MBA. I worked in the corporate world. I started a small company there, and then I moved into angel investing and venture capital, where I was investing in early stage businesses and helping them grow. And then from there, I wanted to move into philanthropy. And I wanted to move closer to grandchildren. And so I was fortunate enough to find that there was an opening here in Wausau at the Community Foundation.
How did the Community Foundation start at the beginning? What year did it start and why?
Well, in 1987, some people got together and decided we need to do some good. We need to pool our money together. And actually, one of the first grants that was given was to support the Hmong community that were settling here at the time. So that was one of the first efforts of the Community Foundation 37 years ago.
And how does the Community Foundation decide who to give $87 million to?
Well, there's a lot of work that
You'll have to remind me that you're not actually giving $87
million
away.
We're not giving $87 million. We're basically giving the proceeds of the growth of those investments. So, for example, we brought in $9.6 million last year, and we granted out $9.5 million to nonprofit organizations in the community. And the decisions on where that $9.5 million goes is difficult. A lot of that has to do with our distributions committee, who are made up of some of our staff members, our board members and community members who use very strict criteria to decide where those grants go.
And if somebody wants a chunk of that $87 million that you guys have, what do they do?
Well, first of all, you need to be a nonprofit organization, typically a 501c3 or a government entity or a church.
Sorry, Paul.
Something like that. Yeah.
Not me then.
Yeah, Paul, you're not on the list for this money. Call the Community Foundation, go to the website. And the best thing to do is start a conversation with one of us. We have a staff of 8 people, so we're small.
Well, how do you decide whether or not to help, you know, the meth lab versus build a new park?
You know, that's a good question. We do try to make distributions reasonably fair across different categories, and we try to really look at what the biggest impact is going to be on our grants to nonprofits.
Okay, impact. And why should somebody give to the Community Foundation versus, I don't know, the United Way or the place that helps dogs and cats? What's that place called? The Humane Society.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all of those examples you gave are great organizations to give to, and we don't discourage people if they want to give directly to them because they're doing good work. But one reason people may want to come to the Community Foundation is because we make it a lot easier for everybody. You can work with us and have your, you know, the decisions being made by our distributions committee, who do all kinds of research and make sure that you're creating the most impact. Or you could have your own fund where you make the recommendations and your gifts go to multiple organizations or they change over time. But you don't have to worry about all the paperwork and the tax implications and all that. The experience is a lot easier for the donor that way. And another factor, honestly, is 98.5% of your gift makes it to the actual cause that you're supporting.
So how does that process start? We talked about vying to receive monies from you. How does one go about giving $100 if they want?
Well, it's very easy. You can go on our website and you can click donate now, and you can give $20, you can give $100 or $10,000.
What's the biggest donation the Community Foundation has ever received?
I would say a little bit over $2 million with one check.
So yeah. The record is $2 million. Somebody walked in with a check for $2 million and handed it over to you?
Over $2 million. Now, it's possible there was one before my time that was a little bit bigger than that, but that's what I'm aware of.
What's the average?
Oh, the average is probably $1,000.
Okay.
Yeah. I really feel a lot more emotional attachment to the $100 gifts than I do, say, a $10,000 gift, because I truly believe somebody writing a check to the Community Foundation for $100 is really taking that decision seriously. They're talking about it at home. Maybe they're making a sacrifice to be able to write that check.
So can I think of it like if I give to the Community Foundation, you know, like I'm a Packer owner because I gave $100 and got a piece of stock
in 1996.
and they went to the Super Bowl that year and won. So it worked. But, you know, is it like if I give to the Community Foundation, am I part owner in the 400 block, for example?
Well, you're not legally an owner, but I feel like it creates a lot of ownership and pride of community. So if I gave $100 and it went toward the 400 block, when I'm sitting at the 400 block watching that concert, yeah, I feel like I'm, you know, more vested in this than somebody who didn't. And it does create pride. It helps pull people together. Gives people, maybe you're sitting by somebody else who gave a gift to the 400 block too, and maybe you disagree on everything in life, but you're both at this concert enjoying the music together. You both gave to this venue and you have something in common, and it's a positive thing that, you know, just builds community pride.
What do you think is the most exciting thing on the horizon for Wausau?
I'm really excited about the downtown development because it's just going to be the most beautiful place. We'll have the classic old old fashioned all American downtown, and we'll have kind of the new trendy downtown, and, you know, bookended by the Children's Imaginarium and, you know, Home Furniture, which is, you know, great organizations there. I just think that there aren't many cities like this left in America. And the energy that this is going to bring to our downtown is nothing but good. I also love what we're doing outside of maybe the downtown. So, we've mapped the waterways now. So you can get on your kayak and you know where you are as you float down this huge Wisconsin River.
Cool.
Which is going to be one of the longest mapped waterways in the region eventually here. We're getting there. And wherever you take your canoe or kayak out, there's a sign that says, hey, this is what used to be here. Or this is where this happened or that happened, and this is how far you are away.
And so, that's the Great Pinery?
The Great Pinery Waterway.
Waterway. And that's Bill Bergstrom, who's also responsible for Iron Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
That is going to be something. Well, you're new to Wausau. You've been here how many years now?
I've been here just over 3 years now.
With your experience in other cities, having lived elsewhere, mm-hmm. is there anything Wausau's missing from your experience that we could work on developing here?
I would love to see more variety of food. Mm. I have not been to a restaurant yet that I wouldn't go back to, though. The food is great, but I would like to see a little more variety. I wouldn't mind seeing a Costco, but that's okay. I mean, I travel enough that I go by Costco's.
We're working on a Red Lobster.
Yeah, I was hoping you would say Red Lobster.
Red Lobster. Yeah, my kids would love the Red Lobster. The only other things, you know, seriously, that I think we need is speed. We need to be able to make decisions together and move faster. Mm-hmm. When we have to get something done, I personally would rather see us be able to move a little faster. Now, one of the great things, though, about change in Wausau is you can be part of almost all of it. Mm-hmm. You can, if you want to step up and be part of the conversation and part of the ideation and implementation, you can do it here.
How?
You go to the meetings, if it's a city council meeting, or if you hear about maybe it's Mosaic, which is a group that's working on, you know, making sure that everybody feels like they belong in this community. Go to one of their events and start, you know, talking to some people, and you can find yourself, whether it's volunteering or whether it's leading or whether you're looking for a paid role. If you find what you're passionate about in this community, you can be part of it. And I think that is unique.
And one of the coolest things that the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin does is the Reuter Forum. And you do that every couple of years. Can you explain that?
Yes, we do. The George L. Reuter Forum is a fund that was established in 1989 at the Community Foundation. And its purpose is to bring in interesting speakers from business or entertainment or, you know, leadership in the government or whatever.
Nationally.
National right? leaders. Uh-huh. And so some of the people who've come in have been A.C. Nielsen from Nielsen Ratings for TV. Steve Forbes.
Wow.
Captain Kangaroo came.
Cool.
Isn't that cool? Reggie White.
Oh, wow.
Everybody loves Reggie 92. White.
92.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Peter Buffett came. Also, James Bradley, who is author of Flags of Our Fathers.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So we've had some really great speakers come in. And it had been a couple years since we had a speaker come in.
Because of COVID,
yeah. Yes. And so as we decided we were going to do the Reuter Forum again, we brainstormed influential people in the country that, you know, either are popular in business or research or entertainment.
Yeah.
And we came across Michael J. Fox because of the good that he's done. He's done really well in life, but then decided to do good after that. So he's been really successful in entertainment. And when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, he decided to do something about it. So he's raised more than $2.5 billion for Parkinson's research.
Was that billion with a B?
That's with a B.
Jeez. Wow.
And so one of the most successful nonprofit, you know, fundraising initiatives, and they're really making differences and breakthroughs for Parkinson's disease. And so when he came in, it was the week that they announced that they found a biomarker that can be used to identify if you might have Parkinson's in the future. So it was really groundbreaking science that was announced when Michael J. Fox happened to be coming to Wausau to do a fireside chat at the Grand Theater.
And what's the significance of identifying that earlier?
Well, I think it helps in research down the road so that they can address what changes in your brain when you may become a person with Parkinson's. Usually by the time you're diagnosed, you've already lost 80% of your dopamine.
Jeez.
So it's been going on for years before you actually get diagnosed.
And you interviewed Michael J. Fox up on stage for about an hour.
Yeah, I did. I had the pleasure. And it was Michael J. Fox came in, spent the night. I was able to talk to him before the show for quite a while. He invited me into his hotel room and we talked like normal human beings, which was really fun.
Cool. What did you talk about in the hotel room?
Life, kids, work, travel, Parkinson's disease.
And this got rescheduled a couple times with him because didn't he have a fall or something?
Yeah, we had to reschedule it. It was delayed for a year because he had fallen and broken his wrist and his cheekbone. So it was really difficult. And fortunately, we were probably one of the last communities that has been blessed to have him come to speak to such an audience. And it was really fun how we ended up getting Michael J. Fox to come. My mantra has always been do well and then do good. Uh-huh. And that's exactly what Michael J. Fox has done. So we thought, well, Wausau's not that big of a city. How does Michael J. Fox, how are we going to get him interested to come to Wausau?
Right.
So we put together a package and we explained how Wausau is just an all-American city. And when you're on the 400 block, it's not that much different than the set from Back to the Future.
Yeah, good call.
And so we kind of played on that quite a bit. And then we talked about how philanthropic our community is and how much our community really cares about each other. And I think we tugged at his heartstrings a little bit and a little bit of reminiscing about the movies. In fact, we brought DeLoreans down onto the 400 block to greet him when he came into town. So
cool. And it was sold out, obviously.
It was sold out quickly. And, you know, I think the audience was moved. It was really fun to listen to his stories and a little bit heartbreaking to listen to his journey, too.
My understanding is that when he came out on stage, he immediately got a standing ovation.
He did.
Yeah, which is
he did.
That's saying something.
Yeah, before he even goes on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wild. Yeah. I've never been at a show where somebody gets a standing ovation immediately when they walk on stage.
Yeah.
His book is a bestseller, his biography that just came out recently. It's called No Time Like the Future, and a movie, a biography about his life and dealing with Parkinson's called Still, a memoir from Michael J. Fox. And let's play the trailer, the audio from the trailer for the Michael J. Fox documentary Still right now. Let's listen.
The story of me, take two.
Three, two, here we go, ready, and action.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
What did it mean to be still?
I wouldn't know, I was never still.
That's him. That's our star.
I want this job. I can do it. Whatever the exception is, I can fix it. I can be older. I can be taller. I can be anything.
The popularity of Michael J. Fox is a phenomenon.
Here is Michael J. Fox.
What is the secret of your success?
And the winner is
Michael J. Fox.
I don't believe this. This is great.
I feel 4 feet tall.
I get it. I was big. I was bigger than bubblegum. I woke up and I noticed my pinky. Auto-animated. Parkinson's disease. I told Tracy the news. In sickness and in health, I remember her whispering. No one outside of my family knew. There was only one reason I took these pills. To hide. But all those years of hiding was shaking me awake. Deny that part of me that wants to continue to go on and do things is to quit.
I won't accept that.
So this is who I am. I'm a tough son of a bitch.
Still, a Michael J. Fox movie.
The sad sack story is Michael J. Fox gets this debilitating disease and it crushes him.
Yeah, that's boring.
Oh, that is powerful.
Yeah.
And you share a diagnosis with Michael J. Fox, too?
Yeah, I was actually diagnosed with Parkinson's disease back in 2016.
Wow.
So 8 years ago.
How did you find out?
It runs in the family.
Okay.
So I'm from Flint, Michigan, and there's a potential that chemical exposure can trigger that for certain people.
Yeah, because you were drinking that water.
I was.
Yeah.
So I have cousins and uncles who have it. So actually back as far as 2007, I was at Mayo Clinic. They're trying to figure out what was going on in our family.
Wow.
So at that time, I was diagnosed as the clumsiest person to ever go to the Mayo Clinic. And then they said, don't be surprised. surprised if in the future you have a diagnosis. And so that's what was made 8 years ago.
So you share that with Michael?
Yes, I do. And by the way, he says hello. Yeah, he a couple weeks ago sent his regards to Wausau, and he remembers us and sent his best regards to us.
That's great. They're doing such great work at the foundation there. What's the name of the foundation? The Michael J. Fox Parkinson's Foundation. Is that the official name?
Foundation for Parkinson's Research.
Nice. Does it run in your family or does it just run in Flint in general?
My family.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I mean, Michael J. Fox is debilitated by that disease. Is that in your future?
It's a progressive neurological disease with no cure.
Okay.
So it will continue to progress.
So you're going to, I mean, is that going to have the same impact on your body as it has on, on Michael J. Fox's?
Eventually. It may not be in all of the same ways.
Right. Doesn't present in all the same ways in every person.
Right. Exactly. Oh, wow. And like he says, it's the gift that keeps on taking.
Right.
Yeah.
But really it's a life sentence, not a death sentence.
Right.
It's usually you die with it. You don't die from it.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad has it and I've seen him, sort of regress over the years, but, he's probably had it for maybe decades and he was only diagnosed 5 years ago or something like that.
And Michael J. Fox is such a great guy. I mean, great human being.
Which hotel did he stay at, out of curiosity?
I can't tell you that he stayed at.
You cannot tell us that. Okay. Yeah, I know beforehand.
I honestly wouldn't.
Is it contractually after the fact you're not supposed to say that either?
It doesn't say when. It says we can't say.
Oh, okay. Because understandably beforehand you couldn't, but what a powerful, powerful and moving event that must have been.
It was.
And
it
a lot of tears shed, I'm sure. Yeah. What an amazing person. Who are you going to have at the Reuter Forum next? Somebody comparable to Michael J. Fox?
Well, you know, we always want to have somebody as exciting as that. And we'll see what the times are when the day comes. We're always on, you know, watch to see who we might want to bring in next. We don't have a person identified. We have a short list of some potential names that we'd like to talk to.
And how often do you like to get people in?
Probably every 3 years.
Oh, okay. So the next time is 2026?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. If we find somebody sooner. And
if you have any recommendations for the Reuter Forum, because this is open to the public then, right?
It is, of course.
Yeah. And you can come and watch the Reuter Forum. Brought to you by the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. If you have any recommendations for Tim Parker, you can email him at
tim@cfoncw.org.
That is a heck of an email address.
Yeah, good luck.
Remember that. So Tim at Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin.
You can look up the Community Foundation.
Okay. Yeah. All right, cool.
We have Michelle Gleason here, and Michelle's title is funding director, or what's her title?
Michelle's title is director of development.
Come on over here, Michelle. We've got this big check we want to give you.
Okay. Wow.
Now it we're is gonna, a big check. Can we see the other side?
Is it signed?
Here. We have to stand up. Michelle, how long have you been with the foundation?
About a year and a half.
Yeah, great job. Well, this has been a great partnership. We're happy to do this, and hopefully this is just the start. It's not a huge financial check. It's just physically huge.
Yeah.
It is physically huge.
Yeah, here, look at this thing here. Okay, so here it is.
Wow.
$15,000.
All right.
That's amazing.
Can we ring the bell?
Yeah, go ring the bell.
Yeah, ring the bell. We're going to ring the bell.
Whenever we have good news, we ring the bell. There it is.
Hey! Right out of Tim Parker's office. Yeah. The bell gets rung. Michelle, if others want to give $10, $100, $100 million, what do they do?
Well, you can go to our website and we have a Give Now where you can donate online or stop into our office.
Very cool. Simple as that, right here at the Jefferson Street Inn location.
Beautiful office.
And Tim and Michelle, I'll ask you both this, but how will this $15,000 be used now?
This is going to go into our Wausau Marathon County Fund, which is our forever fund for the community. Cool. It's where we solve the greatest needs in our community. So throughout the year, we make grants to nonprofit organizations in the area of the arts, resource preservation, education, and health and human services.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah. All right, great.
Michelle can tell you the details. I can tell you the top line.
If you have any questions, contact Michelle Gleason at the Community Foundation. Her email address is on the website.
Did I hear that the Community Foundation now owns Wausau.com?
Yeah, that's actually true. Liberty Mutual used to own it, and they were very kind in signing it over to the Community Foundation for us to use in the future.
So cool.
Yeah, it's good to have Wausau.com back in Wausau.
Yeah.
Wausau.com used to be owned by Wausau Insurance, and then Liberty Mutual bought Wausau Insurance and took it out to Boston
for
a couple decades, it's been out of Wausau's hands.
Kind of sitting dormant,
yeah,
from what I know.
It's back home.
Great work on that, Tim Parker and well Community done. Foundation team. What do you plan on using that Wausau.com for?
Well, you know, we will announce that when we're ready.
Oh, fun. Okay.
It will,
drum roll.
Yeah, right. It's going to be pretty exciting. We honestly don't have the exact application figured out yet, but it will be involve some sort of collaboration in the community.
Yeah, I mean, there's a Wausau, Florida, as some of us might know. And fortunately, they didn't steal that or swipe that away from us.
I know that from the weather app when I look up Wausau.
Yeah.
Those are my two options, Wisconsin and Florida.
That's the second place Wausau in the United States. We're number one.
Yeah.
Hear that, Floridians? No offense.
We are.
And we are in the beautiful new Community Foundation offices. You moved from the Dudley Tower, Tim. What's it been like in this new space?
You know, this is a wonderful space. This is going to be the center of downtown once the development is finished. Mm. And we're really excited to be in this building. And owning versus leasing is a great experience for us.
Good business decision.
Yeah, for sure. but we're really happy because we have so much more space. We don't have to borrow other people's space anymore. Our team doesn't have to share offices anymore. And this office is more accessible, it's more visible, and it's more approachable. And that's really what we were looking for.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, we loved working in the Dudley Tower. That's a great place to work.
Also a great place.
Yes.
Is it like bad to say all hail Dick Dudley? Is that like is that a bad thing to say?
I think you mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
And he really has something special.
Praise be to Dick Dudley. I'll say that.
For sure.
Sure.
Hello, Mr. Dudley.
We know you're listening in heaven, sir. A lot of respect. And who did the build out in here?
Myron Construction.
Nice. And the interior?
Samuels Group and J&J Architecture.
It's beautiful.
And hi, Lotta.
All are welcome, right?
All are welcome. This is the Community's Foundation. We are open for business. We're open for visitors to come and learn about us, or maybe just stop by and have a cup of coffee.
Cool. Well, yeah, that's what we're doing now. Paul was just taking a swig.
Of course. We have the best coffee in the world, by the way.
Yeah, it really is good coffee. What is this, Michelle?
Coffee.
Condor coffee.
Condor coffee.
Wausau's own Condor coffee. I'd like to get to the bottom on whatever happened to their location outside of the out parcel on by Target there.
Yeah, that's
missed
a story.
That place.
We could launch an investigation.
Yes, we need Shay Reif to get on that.
Right. Give her a trench coat.
Call her Dan Rather.
Inspector Shay.
Tim, you were part of the Monk Garden saga. I know you were heavily involved in that. And Wausau got the Monk name back for Robert W. Monk. And the executive director stepped down to let it breathe. So a lot of respect to Darcy for that. And but what are your thoughts on what's going on now?
All signs are positive. And, you know, sometimes when an unfortunate decision is made, once you correct it, you're even better off. And so now what we're seeing is the Monk family working closely with Monk Gardens. We see, you know, funding coming that was not approved in the past.
Yeah.
And I think we're on the path to even better things at the Monk Gardens. Monk Gardens is a great place. It has been a great place. Obviously, Darcy built great gardens. Uh-huh. And my goal from the beginning was to make sure those gardens stay open. The kids can keep going to school there, and really to have both sides be nice about this, and let's, you know, find a common path forward. So that was my part of it, kind of in the background, working with both sides.
Yeah, thanks for your leadership.
Yeah, well
there.
Said.
Sounds like a very positive future.
It is.
So that's great.
But last question: you're from Michigan, Detroit style pizza or Sam's pizza?
I'll eat Sam's. I don't dislike it, but when I go have some Detroit pizza. That's comforting.
It's pretty good.
It is.
Okay. And I hate to ask this. I know what's coming.
Yeah.
Packers or Lions?
In the 3 years I've been here, I have been able to become a Packers fan.
Wow.
So, yeah. Not when the Packers. It's a thing, and I get it. So you have to remember, I was watching the Detroit Lions for a long time, and it gets frustrating. So
this was the year, though.
It was, and I wish they would have, you know, accomplished the goal, the task, and they could have done it.
I was rooting for them after the Packers were out of it.
I was rooting for them, but you know, I've gone to one Packers game, and I get it.
Well, there may be a few years of Packer-Detroit rivalry.
Oh yeah,
top of the division anyway. I think for the next next few years, it's looking like.
We'll make you a deal. I'll tell you, the next Packer Viking, the next Packer Lions game, we'll bet a dunk tank on it. How about that?
Oh, that's a deal.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Shake on that?
Shake on it.
Yep. Okay. The Lions win, and Paul and I go in the dunk tank. Packers win. Tim Parker goes in the dunk
Love
tank.
Love it.
We have a deal.
Thanks for coming by, Tim.
Thank you, guys.
Tim Parker is the president and CEO of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
With 1.21 gigawatts of Wasonian power for Wausau.
1.21 gigawatts!
This is the one and only Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul. I'll be back in
time. 100% of the proceeds from the Wausau Business Show's following business commercials benefit your Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. For 37 years, your Community Foundation has granted funds to organizations and projects such as the 400 Block, the Children's Imaginarium, Boys and Girls Club, JoJo's Jungle, and many more to help make our community brighter. Learn more by Googling the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And now, our esteemed Wausau Business Show sponsors.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
At Reuterware, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance, while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at Reuterware.com.
Let's get down to business.
The Wausau Business Show.
Let's get down to business.
Dedicated to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
She's back again. She's back. Tell her friend.
Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
It's 100% action-packed Wausau. This is the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. We've actually got some fireworks left over, Paul.
Let's blow them off.
Okay, sure. You want to go outside and do that now?
Sure, let's go out and do it right now. Why don't we do it right in front of home? Or is it Home Furniture?
I still haven't put that E up. Well, I don't think that'll be safe for the Children's Museum.
Good point.
Maybe go to Marathon Park.
Sounds a lot safer. Right. Did you see that Flavor Flav was on CBS this morning?
Yeah, he was on there. He just gave a whole bunch of money to an Olympic team because they didn't have any money to go to the Olympics or something. He's a very generous guy, and he's trying to save Red Lobster with us.
Yes.
He's on the Red Lobster team.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to get Flavor to Wausau.
Let's hear a clip from that if we can.
Well, I've seen that day we're closing a lot of their doors, Gil. And the whole nine. One thing about me, I always love Red Lobster. Since 1987, 88, I've been taking my family to Red Lobster, and that's always been one of my favorite family places to go.
So the marketing genius was you.
Yeah. Yes.
It definitely. Was you, Flav.
Marketing genius.
Yes.
But Flav, hey, yes. Listen, we appreciate
it. I said I want to help him out, man.
You're helping everybody out.
We got to save the biscuits. Flav. We got to save the biscuits.
Flav. Well, Flav, we know you're listening, and we look forward to having you to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
We will partner up with you.
Speaking of, you know, Chris won these tickets to Avelo Airlines to Orlando.
Yeah,
and she's agreed to come to corporate.
Yeah, right.
And visit corporate at Red Lobster and
while
give us
she's
a call.
In Orlando.
While she's in Orlando. Right. That was the terms.
Yep.
She can do whatever she wants, but just for 15 minutes, quick, stop by and give a good word for Wausau.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul. Breaking news.
Oh, no.
Hang on a second.
The Wausau Business Show. Breaking news.
This is a Wausau business rumor, too.
Okay.
It's a breaking news, and it's a Wausau business rumor news.
So it's like a confirmed rumor sort of already.
Yeah. But it's not the best Wausau business rumor. It's kind of a bummer Wausau business rumor.
Oh, I'm seeing what it is. Ian just passed me a note.
It's Avelo Airlines is pulling out of CWA.
No. Chris is going to be here any minute to get her tickets.
She is. Yeah, she's going to be at the door any minute to pick up those tickets. She said she was on her way.
I hope she brought her suitcase. She's going to have to go quick.
Oh, she's here.
Chris.
Chris, come on in, Chris.
This is going to be hard.
You're here to pick up the tickets, right? And we want to give you some Wausau Business Show stuff. Come on over to the microphone here, Chris. If you
okay, here she comes.
It's awkward. This is a
she didn't sign up for this.
You're here. So did you decide who's going to go? Is your husband going?
I think he's going to go.
Okay, you twist his arm. Well, we have some good news and some bad news.
Okay.
This is really awkward.
It's breaking news,
too. Breaking news. Right. We just found this out. WAOW told us. Do you think you can go within the next month?
I can make it work.
She can make it work. The good news is you can still go on Avelo Airlines. The bad news is it's got to be within a month because Avelo is pulling out of CWA.
They're discontinuing service in a month.
They're discontinuing service within
a
month.
That's the sad lane.
Today, we found that out.
We just found out before you got here.
Yeah.
And when you go to Red Lobster Corporate, will you call us on your cell phone?
We'll have to plan that out.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Anytime, you know, just be on the cell phone and then we'll be moral
moral support for her.
Yeah. Right. When you're going in.
So. Yeah.
Well, Chris, okay, we'll give you your stuff and you can get the heck out of here. But sorry about the good news and the bad news. The good news is you're still going to Florida.
Woo-hoo. On a mission to finally get Wausau the Red Lobster we deserve.
Ladies and gentlemen, the cheddar biscuits have arrived. Can I get a round of applause for the cheddar biscuits?
Oh, my God.
This is the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Hi, I'm Eric Cannenberg from Rocket Industrial.
Hey, this is Jerry Seibert.
And this is Kelly Seibert.
I'm Bob Rue.
And I'm Angela Toshner.
Hey, this is Sam over at 72nd Avenue.
Hello, I'm Tong Tao.
This is Chad Waller.
Hey, this is Dom.
Hey, this is Cody.
And I'm Rob.
This is Craig Steiff.
This is Nate Callahan.
Hey, Rocket Industrial.
Just some of the reasons why Rocket Industrial has been certified a great place to work 9 years running. Forward-thinking companies throughout the United States that want a package with less, choose Rocket Industrial. RocketIndustrial.com.
Hey, this is Daniel. My family and I moved to Wausau from Arkansas.
This is Nolan, and I moved from Washington State. We're with the Pinery Coffee Company here in downtown Wausau at 300 North 3rd Street, or right across from Bull Falls Radio.
At the Pinery, we believe that every cup tells a story of rich flavors, locally roasted beans, and an unwavering commitment to community impact.
Go ahead and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Check us out at thepinerycoffeeco.com, or better yet, come on by.
All right, here's a little known fact. The first mayor of Wausau was August Kickbush. Here's a littler known fact. He was mayor twice. Littlest known fact, Kickbush traveled back to Germany in 1867 to enlist 700 German immigrants to Marathon County. So if anyone ever asks you how you'd get more people to move to Wausau, just ask yourself, what would Kickbush do? Because he'd go to Germany and bring back 700 people. That's what he'd do. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Get to Germany. Roastar.com.
Discover the Milk Merchant, nestled in downtown Wausau's River West District, where every selection is curated with care and where every bite tells a story. The Milk Merchant brings you an exquisite collection of Wisconsin and imported cheeses, charcuterie boards, specialty foods, and unique home goods. Our love for quality food drives us to support local dairy farmers and artisans. Stop in to sample a selection of the finest Wisconsin cheeses, from Pleasant Ridge Reserve to the legendary 15-year aged cheddar. Mention this ad for a free wine sample. Let us curate a gift basket perfect for any occasion, or join us in a culinary adventure by signing up for one of our events at themilkmerchant.com.
Yeah, boy! When the internet said Red Lobster's going away, boy Flavor Flav said, not today. Crab Fest is here, boy, and they got two flavors, just like me. Flavor Flav, we got roasted garlic and new Cajun butter. Getting the most bonafide comeback yet. The comeback you'll be coming back for. It's Crab Fest at Red Lobster, boy. When you gotta have seafood, you gotta have Red Lobster.
Welcome to the heartbeat of Wausau.
It's the Wausau Business Show.
Jim Waldron's ski jump. The dates are still being finalized, so stay tuned for that. We'll lock that in soon.
President of Wausau Tile and former president of Wausau Window and Wall, Jim is going to jump for Wausau.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can't wait. What do we got coming up on the show next week, Paul?
Next week, we have amazing chef and a friend of ours, Adam Jamgoshian.
We will be live at Chow Restaurant in downtown Wausau, and he's taking us back into the kitchen.
He's going to let us into the kitchen?
I can't wait. He's a great restaurateur, great chef. We're going to hear all about his career and life.
Pretty amazing career, actually.
And he used to own the iconic Michael's Supper Club.
And don't forget about the Hiawatha as well.
Another iconic establishment. And Chow is holding nothing back. It's going to be a great interview.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of fun. So until next week, Wausau, from high atop Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission. The end!
In Wausau Business Show Transmission. Allreiz Reserve 2024.